Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cowboys used to be America's biggest box office stars. Film buffs tend to agree the heyday for Western film ended in the 1960s. But there's one spot in the southern Arizona desert where Westerns are still king. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ paid a visit.
Even if you've never been to Old Tucson Studios, just west of Tucson, if you recognize this voice, you probably kind of have.
I'm looking at a tin star with a drunk pinned on it.
That, of course, is John Wayne, trying to scare some sobriety into a sheriff played by Robert Mitchum in El Dorado. It's one of the hundreds of movies and TV shows that's been filmed at Old Tucson Studios, including McClintock, Tombstone, and Little House on the Prairie. And yeah, those big hits were decades ago, but that doesn't seem to matter to the delighted audience at one of Old Tucson's many live stunt shows.
Well, that means every man for himself.
Stuntmen in full cowboy regalia are diving off buildings, running from flames, and dramatically dying.
When we're putting on a really great show, that's the person's expectation of what they would want to see cool cowboys do times 10.
Cass Anaya says he and his stunt buddies are celebrating cowboy culture by exaggerating it. That's how he sees Western movies, too. Westerns don't show us how the Wild West really was, he says. But he has no problem with romanticizing that time and place.
It's a part of legitimate, awesome storytelling and decidedly extremely American. When we talk to especially Germans and Japanese, it's so huge.
But these days, Old Tucson's crowds are not as huge as they used to be. On this Saturday, only a handful of people are on the miniature train that winds through the park. This would have been unthinkable just a few decades ago, when Old Tucson was the second most popular tourist attraction in Arizona, falling only behind the Grand Canyon. Its wide, dusty streets and ramshackle buildings were originally constructed for the 1940 flick Arizona, but Old Tucson really sprang to life in 1960, when a land developer opened it as a combination theme park and working studio lot. It was a winning recipe for years.
And then in 1995, there was a devastating fire that took about 40% of the property down.
Park spokesperson Mary Davis says Old Tucson has been forced to remake itself at a time when Westerns just are not pulling their weight like they used to.
Well, that's our biggest problem, is that Western genre as a whole has fallen off.
And park historian P.J. Lawton worries that could mean we're losing touch with history, too.
If we lose that, then it leaves you kind of drifting, not knowing who you are or where you came from.
But maybe Lawton shouldn't fear.
You know, I walk around and I think about what it would really be like, not as a set, but what these people really went through, that, you know, really lived this life.
That's Jan Tilley, a baby boomer here with her 98-year-old mother. She seems charmed by the place, just like 14-year-old Salma Al-Dulaimi, here with her whole family, all originally from Iraq.
It shows us the old culture and how they lived, and it's really cool.
Another park historian, Teresa Nielsen, loves to hear that curiosity from kids. Brandishing a big smile and an even larger pistol, she tells me about her favorite visitor of the day.
Couldn't have been only 4 years old, and he walked in and he saw that standee in there of John Wayne. He's like, "Look, it's John Wayne," and he was so excited.
And Nielsen was excited, too. Because she hopes that one day that little kid will teach his own little kid to love the cowboy spirit. And just maybe, he won't go riding off into the sunset. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.
Purple eyes in the canyon, that's where I long to be with my sweet.